Our community connection on the way next on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go buy Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Sunfest is nearly upon us, and it looks as though the weather will cooperate without jinxing anything in the forecast right now. It looks like a sunny weekend all the way through for Sunfest. I'm actually going to live up to its name for a change, hopefully. Carrie and Pam are in this morning. Carrie, I should have asked you before. It's Kerak, right? No.
Yes.
That's what I all of a sudden want to make sure that I got pronounced correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, also Pam Pattison in as well to give us some information. Sunfest, the music starts at 5 Friday, but I think you're open earlier than that for setup and for some food all Friday afternoon. Am I right?
Yes, we should be set up and ready about 3 to 4 is usually when a lot of people start showing up.
Yep.
So most things start about 4-ish. And our first performance on the stage is at 5 p.m.
Yeah, that'll be Children's Musical Theater.
Yes,
yeah.
Which we're pretty excited about that. That's the first time we've had them, so it's going to be pretty fun.
And they're getting some previews for their show coming up. I think it's Little Mermaid.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then at 6 o'clock, main stage comes alive with Bringer. Not familiar with that band, but I know the folks that schedule the music, and it's all going to be good.
Yes, we have a wide selection of music this year. There's guaranteed to be something for everybody, so it's going to be pretty neat.
I work with the Let It Ride band on their Wednesday night show on 104.9 K-Rig,
mm-hmm.
And it was a recorded session, so the night that they actually got their official okie-dokie that they're going to be the Saturday night 6 o'clock band,
mm-hmm.
They started immediately talking about it, so I know they've been talking about that one for about a month now on their on their
great
Wednesday night show. And musical lineup, either bands that I have heard or bands whose reputation I know, you guys have worked hard this year.
Yes, we've had several big meetings where we just listened to bands and like decided who should go, you know, next to who, and we put a lot of thought into it this year. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And I think you're going to have some temperatures. And I know sometimes the last performance of the night goes maybe a little bit longer because you don't have anybody waiting in line.
Yes, and we did bump it up a little earlier this year. So the last one will go on about 8:30 instead of 9.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we don't, you know, annoy the neighbors too much and go too long.
Well, with the decades-long history of Sunfest, they're probably used to it. But yeah,
yes,
always nice to be a good neighbor.
Yes, we try.
and the price is right too. Free.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Can't beat free.
Yeah, it's going to be great, I'm sure. Sunfest, of course, an arts and entertainment festival, has been going on for a long time, literally rain or shine in Bartlesville.
Yes.
And I know you've got a lot of other things going on. I think last time we had you guys on, you were talking about testing out this new invention, and I saw some Facebook posts that it worked when you were over at the school.
Yes, it did. We have a foam machine for our water gun fight, and it is going to be awesome.
I'm excited for the water gun fight this year. I think I might even get my husband out there.
I think there's going to be a few trips to the store probably today and tomorrow to find the biggest soaker that people can find for that water
yes.
gun fight.
I bet you Walmart sells out.
Oh, hopefully. Hopefully we have that many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our water gun fight this year is Saturday at 3 p.m., and it's sponsored by Truity Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole bunch of fun things. We have big inflatable bunkers. We'll have a fire truck out there again to spray everybody down, and our foam machine, which is just going to fill it with craziness,
bubbles.
I think. Yeah.
Lots of bubbles.
And of course, with the high temperature right about that 3 o'clock time, somewhere in the mid 90s, mm-hmm. it will feel good. Hey, spray me.
Yes. Perfect time.
As opposed to 73 degrees and don't you dare get me wet.
Yes.
Exactly.
We've had that a couple years ago.
Fun will be had by all, no doubt. And thanks to your many sponsors for the different events.
Yes, our sponsors are amazing, and they allow us to do so many fun things and keep it free for everybody. So that's just what we like to focus on.
Yeah. No, so it's going to be a neat idea. I'm kind of picking and choosing, but I know you've got a chronological listing of things that you're probably trying to get to because you want to talk about them in order.
Oh, no problem. we have Youth Fest.
Yes.
Which is going to be over by the Bandshell again. Mm-hmm. We will have free pony rides again, thanks to DSR. And we're going to have a petting zoo on Saturday, which is going to be presented by Bartlesville First Church.
Okay.
So they'll have, I think, 4 or 5 smaller animals just for all the little kids to come over and see and pet on Saturday. That'll be in the Youth Fest area.
Who doesn't like, you know, just a nice soft puppy for
maybe a little bunny
or a 10-week-old kitten or all kinds of things.
There's no telling what they'll have, but I'm sure it'll be cute. And all of our games are home on the range theme, so we'll have some roping and the cactus game and all kinds of just barnyard fun.
Oh, I thought it might be a stick horse race. I didn't know. Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's I know the committee's really been working hard on this. I have a friend that serves on the Crime Stoppers board, and he always gives me information on what's coming up for Sunfest. So we've been talking about it for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we also have our drive-in movie again. Mm-hmm. We're showing Babe.
Yeah.
So that's sponsored by Safari Smiles. And we're going to have line dancing before. We'll have some ladies from Stage Art Dance there showing the little kids how to line dance and just having some fun. We're going to have a pig calling contest, which will be pretty comical, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll, of course, have snacks, popcorn, lemonade, and some watermelon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no charge for the watermelon, right?
Nope. Charge for the snacks or the movie. You just get to come, bring a blanket, and sit on the grass and be outside.
I have a feeling there still will be a few cardboard cars.
Oh, probably.
I think they need to be animals. I think they need to make cardboard animals.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cute.
Have a little piggy or cow.
Yeah, I think that'd be cute. Dress up like a farmer, you know, and come on out.
Wear some overalls and a hat.
There you go.
There you go. A uniform that most kids can probably find around the house.
Oh, yes, for sure.
For those who don't know, Babe is just a really fun family movie.
Yes, it's about a little pig and his adventures, so it's pretty fun. It goes right in with our Home on the Range theme, so we're pretty excited.
Exactly. And I think that pretty well takes care of Friday evening.
Yes. Yes, it does. That's our big event on Friday on the main on the band show.
Mm-hmm.
But before the movie, we'll actually have the young ladies and young gentlemen from the Phillips 66 Gymnastics in cheer. They're going to be performing on Friday night instead of Saturday morning.
Okay.
So if you're going to come to the movie, come a little early, see all these talented kiddos and what they can do.
And a couple of more bands to talk about. Jesse Joyce, which I am not familiar with, but I am familiar with the Usual Suspects.
Mm-hmm.
And Usual Suspects has been a regular for at least a few years.
Yeah, they've been back a couple times. Everybody seems to request them and want them back, so they're a big hit.
And they'll finish out the main stage for you Friday night.
Yes.
Saturday, everything gets going, not too early, unless you're there for the 5K.
Yeah, the 5K starts pretty early. Registration starts at 7, 5K starts at 8, fun run is at 8:15. We'll have awards after that, of course. But everything else just starts about, 10-ish, I think?
I think, yes. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock actually, if you're looking at Scott Taylor on the Mid-Park stage, and noon for the Jesse Joyce Band. I think that'll be a big hit for folks at noon hour.
I think so too.
Speaking of the noon hour, brings me to all the concessions, whether it's the Indian tacos or the homemade root beer or funnel cakes. And hey, let's just group it all in together, call it fair food, and have a good time.
Yes, lots of awesome fair food this year. And there's edible cookie dough, which I'm kind of excited about.
Sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not going to get
salmonella.
Yeah. Just eat as much as you want. It's going to be fantastic.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something, I don't remember you doing that before.
I don't think we had it last year. I think it's new, too.
I haven't, my favorite's the chicken on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
Cajun chicken on a stick.
We eat a lot of that because we can get it and just walk and keep doing what we're doing. Yeah. It's great.
Chicken on a stick. The turkey legs have been big in the past, too. So
Turkey legs. Indian tacos. They're a staple.
Yeah.
The funnel cake. That's definitely.
There's certain things at Sunfest. You have to go see certain things and you have to eat certain food.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a requirement, I think.
Yep. I think so, too.
Yeah. Entertainment in the afternoon. I know you guys, that's when the water fight comes up. We kind of talked about that a little bit already.
Water fight at 3, and then we have Driver on the main stage at 4, which they're a rock band. And then Terry Milton and Let It Ride at 6 p.m. on the main stage. But mid-park activity is going to be pretty cool. We have a band from Tulsa called the Lilac Kings.
Okay.
They're kind of like an indie-sounding band, so they're a little more mellow. We're not going to have anything super hard on the main stage, given that there's a new playground right there. It's going to be pretty close to it, so we're keeping everything kind of tame. And then we have Chase Wilson and the Steve Sutherland Band also on mid-park just to round out the evening.
Sound like a great deal. This is just we haven't talked about all the fact it is election year, so there'll be folks running for office. I don't know who or what or when, but I do know that it's they're all counting down less than 30 days to the June 26th primary.
Yes, I'm sure we have several.
I think we do have several
in our nonprofit section.
And of course, the other nonprofits from the area, I don't know who's going to be there. Typically, everybody from the SPCA to the Red Cross and emergency management and a few other people will be there as well.
Yes, we will have SPCA. They'll be down by the creek, you know, in the nice shaded area with all their puppies. I don't think they're coming till Saturday.
Okay.
So you may not see them Friday, but they'll be there Saturday.
And, of course, you have the opportunity to take home some instant love that way.
Yes, you can take home a friend.
It is a lot of fun, and I know just from past years, SPCA gets quite a few adoptions out of Sunfest. You guys are good friends.
Yes, we love the little puppies. They're so cute.
And it is a good time for people to stop by, and we will continue talking about Sunfest, inviting you to come out. It's really starting tomorrow mid-afternoon about 3 o'clock when we continue with a community connection in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And again, spending a little bit of time today reintroducing you, inviting you to, and talking about Sunfest. It all starts tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock-ish, and all the groups will have their tents set up, and the stages will be active, and the food will be good, and we're going to invite you out there for some good weather. I saw something about free pony rides on your poster.
Yes, we have free pony rides thanks to DSR. This is their second or third year to actually sponsor the pony rides. That way everybody gets a chance to do it. You don't have to worry about, you know, money being an option. It's there for everybody. They do take breaks throughout the day, but it's there. It'll be over by the north bathrooms, by that creek area. Gives them shade and flat ground, and it's great.
Yep, and easy for the kids to find them.
Yes, they see it way far away and run.
You'd think?
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about Kids Fest. We mentioned the kids with the free pony rides. But Sunfest is for all ages. You got a family movie. We have the pony rides for the kids. There's face painting for the kids. And typically, I think, mom and dad, but particularly mom, like some of the craft areas as well.
Yes, our craft vendors are just a must-stop area, because there's always different things every year, and there's lots of talented people that just make great things.
And they've been working on their items to sell since Christmas time, at least.
Oh, at least.
If not before.
Yeah. I know we've got, like, local book authors coming out to our henna ladies, who,
yes,
the henna ladies were so popular last year. They always had a line going at their booth, and their henna tattoos last, I think, about a month.
Wow.
And you see all the little girls with their pretty glittery henna walking around, like, oh, that's so cool. I like that one. And there's all kinds of crafts for everybody out there.
Yeah. It's just a lot of fun, and whether you only make it out for, I don't care, Friday afternoon, or whether you're there for the worship service on Sunday and just run until everything says, sorry, got to go, we're closing down, always fun to be had at Sunfest.
Oh, yes, for sure. And there's something for everybody. Every day of Sunfest, there's going to be something that will entertain you and just... you'll have a whole lot of fun.
As committee members, as people who have been in on the planning and out talking about it in the community and posting on Facebook for it since this time last year.
Yeah, pretty much.
what's some else? I know it's a lot of work for you guys, but you're there to have fun too. What do you look forward to in Sunfest?
I look forward to just, because I'm in Youth Fest most of the time, so it's a lot of fun for me to see all the little kids and play the games and just... the look on their faces when they're having fun is just the best for me, I think.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I think for me, this is my second year with Sunfest.
Okay.
And last year I kind of wasn't assigned an area, so I kind of got to roam around and be different places. But this year I get to be more around where the bands are, so I'm looking forward to hearing all the different music and becoming familiar with Driver and Let It Ride and the Usual Suspects. I'm looking forward to listening to Western Horn and the Hush.
Yes.
And hearing them on Saturday night. And I know the committee works so hard. They think about Sunfest all the time. And every year we try to come up with a unique, fun theme for the year. And our theme this year is Come Together, because we want everyone in the community to come together. And this is like one big party for everyone. So, yeah, as you say, this is for everybody. There's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your parking areas sometimes get a little stressed at different parts of the day. Everybody's running out for something to eat at lunch or maybe same thing at dinner time. But if you're patient, you'll find a place to park.
Yes, and we do have parking staff. Last year, parking went pretty smoothly because we had people at each entrance. So they'll be there again this year. So be nice to them. Be a little patient. They will find you someplace to park, and you'll have plenty of time to get in and experience it.
And we do still have the swimming meet that goes on at Sooner Pool. It always seems to happen the same time as Sunfest. Mm-hmm. So there will be lots of people going up there to the swimming pool to watch their kids swim. So, like you said, just be patient, and we will find places for everybody to park.
Yeah, we have plenty of area. You just may have to hunt.
Yep.
It's usually that way. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Thank you and the entire committee for all of your hard work. I don't know how often, but I know you've been meeting sometimes, well, probably now weekly, just to make sure everything
works. Yeah. We usually meet once a month.
Yeah.
And we give ourselves about a 2-week window, 3-week window, where we're just like, chill out for a sec, but then we start right back up for the next year.
Well, it all starts tomorrow afternoon.
Friday afternoon.
Yes. Why did I say tomorrow? Friday, I guess it's coming up on time. Friday afternoon at about 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Come on out. Have a great time. You will see friends you haven't seen since Sunfest last year.
Exactly.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Police were called to an Oklahoma